The following program has been brought to you by Rolling Press, a family-run, eco-friendly printing company. For more information, visit rollingpress.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hey, you're listening to an episode of Summer of Food on heritageradionetwork.org. On this episode, Rachel Spencer, a Food Corps fellow in Arkansas, produced this piece highlighting her Food Corps service members. Listen and find out what it's like to work on the ground teaching the youth of America about real food.
Hi, I'm Rachel Spencer, and I work as the Arkansas State Fellow for a national nonprofit called Food Corps. We're a nationwide team of leaders that connects kids to real food and helps them grow up healthy. Our 125 service members, selected from almost 1,000 applicants, spend a year of paid public service conducting hands-on nutrition education, building and tending school gardens, and sourcing local food for school meals in limited resource communities. I joined Food Corps in 2011 as part of the inaugural class of 50 service members, and I recently traveled to Portland, Oregon for Food Corps' third national orientation to welcome 125 new and returning members. Thinking back to our first orientation in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it's hard to believe how far we've come in just 2 years. We're growing lots of things here, our organization, gardens, and also leaders. We hope and expect that Food Corps will have a significant impact on some of the most pressing issues of our time: childhood obesity, food insecurity, environmental sustainability, and the way we farm, eat, and educate. I took some time with my service members in Arkansas to get at the heart of what that change actually looks like on a daily basis, along with what brought them to Food Corps and how their service experiences have shaped their views on the future.
My name is Sarah Fulton Kerbling. I serve in Yellville, Arkansas, and I've spent the past year teaching a garden-based science curriculum to middle school students and working with a garden club and cooking garden fresh food.
My name is Sophia Gill. For the past year, I've been serving in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And as a service member here, I was stationed at a middle school. And I spent most of my time working with teachers on integrating the school garden into their classrooms and basically utilizing classroom time to talk more about food and agriculture and nutrition. And I also ran an after-school garden club, teaching kids how to grow food and teaching them about nutrition and also teaching them how to cook healthy food.
I'm Allie Maranchek, and I'm a Food Corps service member in Fayetteville, Arkansas, working in farm school programming at the district level.
My name is Jade Salzman. I'm a Food Corps service member in Little Rock, Arkansas at Cloverdale Aerospace Technology Conversion Charter Middle School, and I connect kids with healthy food.
What attracted me to Food Corps initially was the basis in agriculture. I have long been interested in how we grow food in our country, and I met with Deb Eschmeyer actually before they finished designing the Food Corps program, and she came and gave a talk to one of my college classes about their idea to start this program for young people in the food industry, and I knew that that was something I needed to keep my eye on. So I went after college and went to cooking school to sort of continue being involved in food in a really basic way, and then applied for Food Corps and am part of the second cohort. So being able to combine my love of cooking food with growing food.
My main interest was in public health. I studied that in undergrad, and I'm super passionate about preventing chronic disease. So I thought Food Corps was a great way to get hands-on experience with this, because I think, first of all, to prevent chronic disease, you want to work with people as young as you can. And then also working with kids in schools is a really great way to teach them because it's a teaching environment, and it gets them out of their home routine.
The aspect of food systems that brought me to Food Corps was food education and working with young people and exposing them to healthy food options and how to grow their own food.
So the aspect of the food system that brought me to Food Corps was connecting agriculture with food and nutrition and health. I guess I could say that I grew up on a farm, so I always found agriculture and food important, and that led me towards the field of dietetics. So I'm a registered dietitian now and was practicing in a community health clinic before this. So I would see children with obesity, overweight, and it just seemed like seeing them in an office one-on-one or with their families wasn't totally effective. It wasn't fixing the problem. And then I came to Food Corps, where it's more, a more holistic approach. So we're teaching kids to listen to their bodies and to respect food and to grow food and cook food. And I think that that's where it's at, because it's prevention, it's not treatment. Treatment sometimes is a little too late, but if we can start early and get them really excited about whole, healthy, good foods and give them the tools to prepare those foods and eat them, I think that's where it's at.
This experience working with kids here in Arkansas has really provided me another perspective on the ground of the eating habits of youth in America. I think that without this, I mean, I was just a college student. I didn't have kids. Like, how am I supposed to really know how people are eating? I can look at statistics, but it doesn't really provide a picture. So working with these kids has provided that picture for me of sort of an average diet of American youth, and that it's kind of a troubling picture. There's just so much fast food and sugary beverages, and so this experience just has, you know, impassioned me more and given me more energy to pursue the prevention focus.
I think that there are two kind of related instances that have really, you know, stuck with me. I serve in a low-access community, and a lot of our students are on free and reduced lunch, and a lot of our community struggles with food security. So every week during our twice-a-week garden classes, we would do a taste test, whether it was a dish that we cooked from scratch or whether it was literally just picking a sweet pea off of the plant and eating it out in the bed. There were kids who, at the beginning of the year, talked about how they hated vegetables and, you know, just basic hesitance on their part to be excited about the garden. And when we would have these weekly tastes and these recipes, I had kids come back for seconds and thirds and fourths. And some of these kids did it because, besides breakfast and lunch at school, they don't often have, you know, fresh vegetables or produce. So they were really excited to be able to have that. And then some kids just really figured out that they did like vegetables. You know, you have to learn how to cook things or how you like. You have to learn your preferences. And I think seeing that change over the course of the year from the naysayers at the beginning to the kids that were always first in line for seconds just always makes me smile.
My favorite moments this year were when I exposed a child to a new healthy food. And that happened quite a bit. I would ask kids, have you ever tried this? Or they would make it apparent themselves that, oh my gosh, what is that? I've never tried that. And then they would try it. You know, sometimes they wouldn't like it, but many times they did like it. And that was just the most rewarding feeling to me. Like, wow, I exposed them to something that they were not getting exposed to any other way. And for example, in one of my classes, I was doing a class in a math classroom. We were working on statistics, and I was doing a taste test of various foods. And one boy had never tried pistachios before. And after, he really loved them. And then after the class, he came up to me and he said, what were those called again? I said, they were pistachios. And he was like, wow, I'm gonna ask my mom to buy those for me. So especially those moments, not only when the kid liked the new food, but made it apparent that they were going to be proactive about eating more of that food.
I think one of the most inspiring things that I witnessed was we were just starting up the local procurement for the year at one school, and I just kind of sat back and watched as the kitchen manager and the farmer swapped turnip recipes. I thought that was really cool, and that's what it's all about, connecting our school food to the farmers and to agriculture. I think there are so many ways to be involved in the food system, and I think it doesn't have to look a certain way. I think you can find some sort of passion related to food. Food is related to health. It's related to agriculture. It's related to policy. It's related to the healthcare system. So finding your passion and getting experience in what you're passionate about and linking that to the food system.
Being part of Food Corps has influenced my professional goals in that it's shown me that you really can follow your passions. The idea of hearing people tell me all the time that farming or gardening or working with kids is never going to pay the bills or never going to make me happy is so wrong. And I know that through Food Corps.
Sarah also told me that she liked how service through Food Corps gave her the ability to see real change in the food system, and I could not agree with her more. During my time as an on-the-ground garden lady, I once had a sixth grader tell me that I made the best food in town, better even than the local fast food joints. Little moments such as that one can help us see the challenges in our food system through a lens of hope and optimism. Those interactions are why I'm grateful to spend my time helping my service members succeed in the field. Because changing what's for lunch may not be easy, but we're contributing to the conversation in a positive way, one kale chip, stir fry, and carrot harvest at a time. You can learn more about Food Corps and sign up for our national newsletter at foodcorps.org. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We share stories from our Arkansas team on our blog, arkansasfoodcorps.blogspot.com. Wishing you well from the natural state, this is Rachel Spencer. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.